Chapter 50. They wasted no time. If it had to be done, they decided, it was best done immediately. It was evening when they got back to the elevator base site. Stan was still on his plinth, with his followers and some of the other workers. His sermon had triggered a bull session that looked like it could go on all night, Sally thought. Rocky made his way through the crowd towards Stan. Sally stood back with Roberta Golding and Stan's mother.
Good, Roberta said, watching. Rocky's doing well. Nice and calm. Just a friend coming to bring Stan home to his family. Not like an arrest at all.
Martha said dully,
the way Rocky's chatting to the followers as he passes, you'd never know what's in his soul. He always was a good friend to Stan. But he's going to have to carry this with him. The memory of what he's doing for the rest of his life, isn't he?
Impulsively, Roberta hugged her.
I guess there's no greater price a friend can pay.
Rocky reached Stan. He grinned, accepted a bottle of beer, and pointed to Stan's mother at the back of the crush. Stan shrugged, looking like he was apologizing to his fan club. Then he picked up his jacket and began to make his way out of the peaceable crowd, Rocky's arm around his shoulders, with no resistance from his followers. Roberta murmured,
I once told you that you'd lose him, Martha, one way or another. At least this is a good way, a positive way.
No, Martha snarled. There is no good way. And before the boys got back through the crowd, she broke away from the women and hurried off.